Thank you very much. And now I'm joined by the barrister and the writer, Stephen Barrett. Stephen, it's always a delight to have you on the show. Once again, my friend, I turn to you to try and help us unpick the legal framework here. A lot of people watching the show may naively have believed that when we Brexited, the sovereign British rules would reign supreme. And things like this, where Northern Ireland, a part of the United Kingdom, not a part of the European Union, can suddenly decide, actually, it talks, it responds, it answers to Strasbourg, not Westminster. Please try and help me make sense of this.
Yes, so the case has happened, not because the judge has any view on the Rwanda policy, but because the judge is implementing the system of laws which Parliament has built. So first of all, Parliament made this mess. And it was very interesting to hear, I think probably a throwaway comment from Suella Braverman, but the suggestion that actually they were misled about the effect of the Windsor Framework. Now, I don't personally have an awful lot of sympathy with them, because at the time of the Windsor Framework, I wrote about exactly what it was, and I was pilloried in public, and people were very rude to me, despite the fact that I was obviously correct, and I've now been proven once again to be correct. What the Windsor Framework does is it puts Northern Ireland under EU control, and even the government has admitted that. And what the government has said today is, oh, no, the court's made a mistake because it controls all of Northern Ireland, but it doesn't control asylum and immigration, which I think is technically wrong. The court thinks that's technically wrong. But even if it were true, it's an admission that the EU runs everything else in Northern Ireland. And when a foreign power runs part of your country, you either put a hard border in and siphon off that part of your country, effectively losing it, Or the entirety of your country is led by this foreign power. And the EU is currently blocking our foreign policy. Now, it's also fair to say the ECHR, the ruling said that it was against the ECHR, but they were actually a bit more sophisticated in dealing with that problem. I've been looking at the judgment, as you'd expect, in detail, and the judge is really quite critical of what they've done with the Windsor Framework. I mean, they've put the Belfast Good Friday Agreement into law. Now, it was never intended to be law, and it hasn't been law since it was signed. But the Windsor Framework puts it into law, and the judge has got quite a sardonic throwaway line about putting in a document which has got constructive ambiguity. It's not really helpful for law, and it isn't really helpful for law. You know, if I bang on about anything, it's that we need clarity. So they put the Belfast Agreement in, and the judge has, with absolutely no doubt, he wouldn't want us to touch this with a barge pole, but just by applying the rules, he's gone, well, look, it breaches EU law, it breaches human rights law, it breaches the Belfast Agreement. I'm going to use and interestingly, the power he has to disapply statute, which is quite a strong power, not a power that our judges normally have, but he has that power through EU law. And so he said, I'll use the EU law powers and I will disapply the statute. And the Rwanda plan is now in absolute mess. I don't see how they restore it without a border.
Stephen, so am I correct in layman's terms of assuming then that actually Justice Humphreys isn't the problem here? He's the symptom of a legal framework that was deliberately or specifically or accidentally, but whatever, the cat flap was left open for these particular types of unpickings because the agreement itself that the British government signed had flaws in it.
Yeah, you've got to think of a construction of laws like a piece of computer software. And if you write really bad computer software and it breaks and it crashes and it doesn't work, it's not the fault of the computer, it's the fault of the people who wrote the software. And Parliament wrote this software. And I have to say, Martin, I think it's probably about time I say this, but it does look to me as though some people in this country are trying to use law to stop political outcomes. And they're trying to do something we call entrenchment, which our constitution says you cannot do entrenchment. We are allergic to entrenchment because entrenchment is anti-democratic. But it does look to me, things like putting the Belfast Agreement into law, things like not really leaving the ECHR, things like leaving the ECJ in control of Belfast. None of this is for any real reason, I suspect, other than controlling the United Kingdom. And it does look as though control of the United Kingdom has been given away, and thus democracy has been fundamentally undermined. I mean, those people in Northern Ireland are under EU control with no representation at all. And this does look to me like a sinister plot. You know, at the end of the day, nobody wants to say things like that because it sounds a bit crazy. But if it walks like a duck and it quacks, you know, I've been doing this enough years. I doubt this is accidental. This looks more like the EU wanted to retain control of the UK.
Stephen Barrett, excellent as ever. You just crystallise complex things into terms that laymen like me can understand. Thank you so much. Brilliant as ever. Stephen Barrett, thank you.